You got to go more. If all you've ever done is just repeat prayers and then gone to bed or moved on with your life, like that's called vocal prayer. That's baby prayer, which is good. It's very powerful. When we do vocal prayer well, lots of grace is brought. But the next step is when we don't just say holy things, but we think about them. That's why it's called mental prayer, meditation. That's like level two, and everyone is capable of it. A lot of people don't do it because it takes time, it takes attention, it demands a lot of us, and you can do it. Just briefly, if you've never, for example, read scripture and thought about what it meant for 5, 10, the spiritual masters say ideally 20 or 30 minutes a day where you just think about, what does this mean? What's the Lord saying to me? How do I apply this to my life? If you've never done that before, or you've never done that with a spiritual book, or prayed the rosary and really thought about what the mysteries are instead of just thinking about what you have to do next because the rosary is really boring. It's saying the Hail Mary over and over again. What the heck am I supposed to do anyway? Meditate. Think about the mysteries of the rosary. If you've never done that before, I've got really good news. It's pretty amazing. Like, when you gain the self-discipline to apply your mind to it, the Lord will speak to you through the rosary, through scripture, through a spiritual book. If you've never done that before, we need to talk. Because you've never gone up the mountain with Jesus before. It's not like some people are different. I don't have to do that, Father. Or I don't have the ability. That's just for monks and priests and nuns. No, every soul is capable of mental prayer. If you've never done it before, there's such a wealth of grace waiting for you. You need that. We all do. Because that's where the Lord primarily wants to speak to us as mature Christians. He does work through vocal prayer again, especially for when we're young in our faith, when we're new. But if you want the meat and not just the milk, you've got to do mental prayer, and we should talk because it's not that hard. You might, if you're like, Father, I don't have time to talk to you. I'm not comfortable. There's other ways to learn about it. I'd recommend, looking at books. I'd even recommend like YouTube. You could go on and say like Catholic meditation. Don't just type in meditation. How do I meditate? You're going to get some interesting things. You're going to get some dude in yoga pants telling you to do weird shapes and things with your body and pray to the Hindu demons. Not good. If you're into yoga, it's best just to not do that. All right? If you're into like New Age meditation, it's trying to base it off of some of the principles of Christian meditation, but it's so bad in other ways it's not worth it. Catholic meditation. You're going to be reading scripture. You're going to be reading a book by a saint. You're going to be doing the rosary, thinking about the truths of our faith. That is how we are called to a deep experience of the Lord on the mountain. And he will give you that grace. Because once you master that, you are going to bring yourself, your family, people around you, are going to see this light radiating off of you even. And you'll bring yourself, your family, and many others to heaven.